USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the U.S. economy is transitioning to stable, steady growth. Hosting an event at the White House, Biden saying there's no doubt economic growth will be slowing down after the rapid recovery from the depths of the COVID pandemic. His comments followed the release of the government report showing a second straight quarter of negative economic growth, which is a technical definition of a recession. But Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen doesn't think the United States is in a recession.
Job creation is continuing. Household finances remain strong. Consumers are spending and businesses are growing.
The man accused of attacking New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin is going to be staying behind bars until more is known about his mental health. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A new study shows millions of people have yet to regain their sense of taste and smell after recovering from COVID-19. Published in the Medical Journal of the British Medical Association, the analysis shows about 5%, or roughly 27 million people, who reported losing their sense of taste or smell were still dealing with those symptoms 6 months later. 9/11 families are protesting outside former President Trump's New Jersey golf course as the LIV Tour begins today. Some New Jerseyans see an issue with the Saudi-backed LIV tournament, while others don't.
It's not a big deal. You know, there's dirty money coming into all corporations.
I don't feel bad about having a competing golf league. I feel bad that somebody like the Saudis are funding it, that's all.
It's golf. I don't think too far into it.
Friday night's Mega Millions jackpot will now be the second largest in its history and stands at $1.2 billion. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
New York City is taking an aggressive approach when it comes to congestion in the city.
New York is slowly but surely going towards becoming the first U.S. city to charge motorists an extra fee for entering its most congested areas. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority said a long-delayed environmental assessment should be released by federal regulators next month to be followed by a public hearing.
If you are a New Yorker who has been late for work because your train was not on time, you need congestion pricing.
The goal of congestion pricing is to encourage more people to take public transportation to cut down on traffic, while also directing extra revenue toward making much-needed repairs to the transit system. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The more than $1 billion Mega Millions jackpot keeps growing until Friday's drawing. Investment advisor and NYU corporate finance instructor James Bierman says there's a lot to consider before taking the lump sum.
You better not be a gambler because you're going to lose that lump sum. And if you've been playing the lottery, you might be a gambler. Then it would be better to take the annuity.
He also advises people to cash the ticket anonymously. The drawing is set for Friday night, just before 11 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.